Recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During this precious time, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of our association members. The following is a discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai with the theme, Purity of Heart Can Create Many Miracles, which took place on August 22, 2008, during the International Seminar.
Master, we are coming back to the planet. In this day, we can get information about the earthquake or the other natural disaster from the media.
Yeah.
And doesn't mean they're going to happen, but we don't know what is going to happen or not.
Mm.
Should we use our positive thinking power to prevent this type of thing from happening or to minimize its damage? On the second thought, should we actually intervene from nature to do the cleansing work?
Mm-hmm.
So can Master give us some advice what we should take our position in such situation?
Does it happen where you live?
One prediction we just got, yeah, it's pretty near to New York City.
Where?
It's like 24 miles north to the New York City.
Mm.
It's somewhere called Indian Junction. So
I'm sorry that you have to hear such thing. But nowadays, disasters are more frequent than ever. If it's not earthquake, then it's a storm, typhoon, drought. Western America now worry about water. Okay? This even more permanent disaster than just an earthquake, which lasts not long, okay? Anyway, the bad karma has to be paid. If the people turn to noble lifestyle, just even be vegetarian to save the planet, to save the animals, that's enough to save them also. But they have to listen, okay? Even if you pray for the earthquake not to happen, something else will happen. To those people who have to experience this kind of things unless they turn their heart around and take refuge in their own loving, great power, compassionate nature. That's their only refuge, okay? If you pray for this not to happen, next thing, another thing will happen. And sometimes the more delay, the more interest, yeah? Karma has to be regulated. I'm very sorry. If we could pray for everything to stop, I would have told you. We can also pray. It might be minimized. But might be minimized in some sense, but the people who has to experience it have to go through it some other way or somewhere else later on. And maybe even more intense. They have to experience more intensive consequences. We know this is not good, and we see all the cruelty and all the cleansing action going on the planet. On one hand, we feel very sorry for the people. On the other hand, it's not much help we can do for them, except telling them that you can help yourself,
mm-hmm.
Yes, by turning back to your own positive power, yes, by being kind. You will be looked upon kindly. By saving lives, your lives will be protected. Treat others with love, you will be treated like that, and more, multiple times in return. Yeah?
Yeah.
We can pray for world peace, we can pray for the planet as a whole, but people have to change. Because, okay, suppose we save them now, this earthquake won't happen, and the people's lives will be spared. But their life, it will be the same. They will continue the same old life. You know, they will eat meat, drink, or killing animals, warring with each other, drinking alcohol and damaging themselves. Then after they die, they will go back to another planet or go back here and suffer the same fate, maybe even more. The more we delay, the more we have to pay.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Are there any key areas of the world that, if changed to vegetarianism, would act as a catalyst for the rest of the world to quickly follow suit? And if so, should more effort be concentrated in these areas?
No. Everywhere should have the same proportionate number, okay? That would be the best. But otherwise, it would help also if any other area also helped the other area. They're helping each other, okay? If we have a critical mass, a number, the world will be changed due to that monkey effort. Okay? We can't just concentrate on one area. That's one thing. Because sometimes that area you want to concentrate, people don't want to be vegetarian. Just work wherever you are. Everybody work wherever they are, that's the best. Okay? And try to spread the news around your area. And if everybody does that, then we have everywhere, okay? We only concentrate on anger.
If the world is potentially going to end, the children and the disciples,
I didn't say the world is going to end, I said we have hope. And you're asking something that's not happened yet. And you're very negative, that's no good. They have their purpose, huh? We cannot concentrate on the end of the world, we can only concentrate on the effort that we're doing and the solution.
I was going to say thank you so much for being my master. And I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I come closer and closer with you every day.
You're wonderful.
I was just wondering how and why did the people on the planets like Mars and our own Earth started animal consumption?
First, when people came here, they did not eat, okay? Because they came direct from the Quang Yin world, that means the world of light and sound. They're flying around, you know, freely, and they did not eat. And then later on, they just roam around the earth and frolicking around, and then they go into the water and they will play in the water, and there's some foam in the water that appear, and then they tasted it, and it tastes so sweet. So they continue to taste more, and everybody tried to taste it. And so they begin to like it, and they keep tasting. And later on, there are no more farm. There are things crawling on the earth, and fruits and all that, and they begin eating that, and plants. And then later on, there's no more of that. And they see some dead animals, yeah, and they begin to be hungry already, because they're eating. So their stomach used to with getting something. So when there's nothing there, they go find something else to eat. So there's no plants growing around in some areas, so they just eat the dead meat, yeah, or the burnt meat from the forest or something. Sometimes a little forest burnt, and the animal die in there or die naturally, and they just eat them, and then they became used to it. So more and more, they eat more meat like that. And that's how it become like this now. Okay. And the more meat they eat, the more things they eat, the heavier their being become, and they could not fly anymore. And the more meat they eat, the shorter their lifespan, and the more disease coming, and that's how we end up the way we are right now. Not too healthy, not too beautiful, and not light, not flying anymore. The least we can do is turn back to vegetarian first, purify our beings. It mentioned in the Bible, God create all the herbs, yeah, and the fruit for us to eat, so that should be allowed, okay? All right, for now, all right? And when everybody is more elevated, maybe we fly around and we don't need food no more, who knows?
Thank you.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ. We serve up to 70% clean water.
Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger.
Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year. Half the world's grain supply.
Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air.
Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more.
Hi, old man. Young boy.
I'm 10 years old. Right?
10 years old. Oh, congratulations. Happy birthday. You look like 10 years old to me.
In the last 4 years, I decided that you and Jesus and God, another master came in the picture to guide me.
Who was that? So you have three now?
Three
masters. Spoiled with choice, huh?
Yeah. The question is that good or bad?
Enjoy their presence,
yes,
okay?
Yes, I am.
Just for your variety, otherwise you're bored with one face. That's why we have to have three. It's only one, okay?
Yes.
All right.
The last one, it just came when I came here during the trip.
Yes.
For some reason, I always go to you, or my mind goes to you to ask for guidance and everything. But on the way here, Master Savan Singh was the one that guided me. You and Jesus were busy, very, very busy.
That's why he's there. Okay, so what happened?
Well, everything went okay. There's numerous experiences.
You write the book.
I should.
That's how we had those Bibles of St. John experience and Moses experiences or Buddha's disciple experiences, because they wrote it.
I already have notes.
Maybe we write some and leave it behind. Maybe they imagine, you know, you look with the white hair and beard and with the light around your head, and you have, but just nobody see it. Not all of them see it. This is how myths have come into being, you see? That's how all mystery stories from the Buddha's time and Jesus' time, this is what it is. It's like that.
These experiences in regard to what you teach me and what you told me way in the beginning, and that was the main reason that I got the courage to come and join you. It was that when I get initiated, five generations of my family generation will be taken care of. That time, almost everybody in my family, the ones that are close to me, they were all in turmoil. There was a lot of problem. I had no idea what to do. I mean, I'm trying to help all the time, but it was never enough. So when I heard five generations, wow, maybe I get it. So I become 100% vegetarian right away.
I followed the five precepts. You did it for them. Yeah. Yes, good. All right. What else, baby?
Sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead. It's good to cry. It's good to cry. I give you some paper now. There you are. Catch it. It's okay to cry because, you know, we are so emotional when it comes to the benefit for other people, and we can see it right away. Don't worry.
You can help my father.
It's all right, my love.
My father died when I was 12. Even he got help.
You saw it, yeah?
I saw him, yeah.
Good.
Many times.
Don't worry, love. It's okay. We all understand, don't we? Yeah, they all do the same stuff, but except in the bathroom. They don't do it right here.
Thank you for the patience.
No, it's all right, love. We all understand. Your father died when you were 12, and he got helped?
He was always with me.
Yes.
But I could never help him or do anything. So after a while, probably 7 months after I got initiated, I saw him getting away from me, not because he didn't want it, just it was time for him to move on. Because I was holding him back.
Yes, I understand.
And he said, thank you. Thank you, why you hold me back? And I said, I thought I was doing good, but apparently I wasn't.
Yes.
And so after that, he came many other times just to say hi, and that's it, nothing else.
That's nicer, hey, that he's free.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Please tune in on Monday for part 4 of Purity of Heart Can Create Many Miracles. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Heaven bless your pure and loving hearts.